Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as promised, Dr. William Dunkelberg is our guest, and Bill is the longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a professor of economics at the School of Business and Management at Temple University, formerly dean of that entire operation from 87 to 94, and now he's kind of just taking it easy, taking care of his students and growing those brains in the brain factory over there at Temple. And he's also the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, and he's also our good friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you much, and good morning, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you. It's good to have you back.
Sounds like we both had a good one.
We did. I did, and I know you did too. Bill, and folks, as I said earlier, Bill joins us once a month to give us the report that he puts together based on the survey of responses he gets from small business owners all across the country. Something under 10 million small business owners answer questions to his survey, and he compiles all that data and tells us a little bit about what they're thinking. And Bill, the news is good, isn't it?
It is indeed. We noticed that in May, small business owners across the country became more optimistic, and that was good, since we were sitting right in April at about the same level of optimism we saw in 1986, which happens to be the base for our index. So we were around 100, and now we're about a point higher, and that was driven up by two major factors. There are 10 components in the index, two of them really surged ahead, and one was the plan to create new jobs, and the other was great reports on positive earnings trends. So we were really happy to see that.
Well, and you know, Bill, as I think you know, there's another survey that we talk about on the show every month that's conducted by the Tatum Group, and their businesses are probably maybe just a little, I'd say on the average, maybe just a little bit larger than maybe the average NFIB business, but their numbers track very, very closely to yours. And so I like seeing two surveys both giving us good news.
Get the same answer, huh?
Yeah, similar stuff.
Yeah.
And I like seeing that, especially since they both take a sample from two different levels of the marketplace.
Yeah.
In April we had job growth was pretty good. May it looked like it was off a little bit. Is that going to hold?
Well, it did look like it did. We counted the actual number of people hired that reported by the owners and the actual number of people that were let go. It looked like it was smaller in May than it was in April, but that number has a fair amount of volatility, so I don't think we have to worry too much about it. In a smaller sample, when you have 500 or 1,000, if you have one or two firms that hire a lot or release a lot, then it affects that average a lot. And so you get month-to-month variation that's too big. I liked the better part that said 16% increase and 12% cut. That means far more firms were hiring new people than were letting them go, and that's a good number.
Right. Well, and what we need is just solid labor growth, don't we?
And, right.
And not rocketing labor growth.
Right.
And
we've
course,
been doing 180,000 or so a month all year, so not bad.
Well, the other thing, Bill, and in the 21st century, labor growth in a recovery or in an expansion is going to look different than it looked 20 years ago, isn't it?
Probably so.
Because of technology.
Especially since we're at very high levels of employment to begin with. And if you take out the crazy years of the late 90s, like 97, 8, 9,
right.
Then we employ about the highest percentage of the over 16 population that we've ever employed. That'd be 62.5%. And so when you're running kind of at, you know, your normal high, record high levels, it's hard to push the growth beyond that. And as most people who want to work are working, we can see that in the unemployment rate.
We actually were overemployed, weren't we, in the late 90s?
We definitely were. There was that period of time when we were crazy and that we thought the growth of the economy would be driven by technology, the dot-coms, into I don't know what we thought, but everybody, small and large, went crazy on hiring, and we drove the employment ratio all the way up to 64.5. That was the all-time record early in 2000. And then, of course, it turned around in the second half of 2000, and we started getting back to where we are today.
In 1848, Charles McKay called that extraordinary popular delusions and the madness of crowds.
That's it. That was it.
Now,
some people say we have that in our housing market today, but well, I'm not clear that that's so much the case.
I think it's the case in some places.
It certainly is. Las Vegas, you know, when you see 40% home appreciation in, you know, 12 months,
yeah,
then it's a bit frothy.
That's ridiculous. Absolutely. The first quarter growth picture was 3.5. They've adjusted at 3.5 now.
Right. 3.5%, which is above trend, and that's
right.
What most people are expecting for the second quarter. And that's pretty much like 1986.
Right. Well, and of course, you know, in the early part of the year, that was the number that a lot of folks like you, smart people like you, were predicting would be for the year. But then as we got into the quarter, a little into the year a little bit, they started thinking it was going to be down a little bit. But based on here we are now in the middle of the year, it looks like maybe, you know, depending on what happens in the second half, maybe the economy may be just a little bit stronger than earlier thought.
Yeah, or maybe at least a little more solid. You wonder if the economy really can have as much volatility as we measure in our statistics. When we said, for example, in 1 month, I think March, that we had 280,000 new jobs, and the next month we only had 70,000 new jobs, mm-hmm. something like that. That sounds to me like more volatility than an $11 trillion economy can have.
Right, right. Well,
so we're steady.
Well, and should we not average those 2 months?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Stand by, Bill. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
We're back at 7 till, the Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen, singing in the background. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is going to be singing in the foreground here in a minute. He's our good friend, the chief economist with the National Federation of Independent Business. That's NFIB.com, which is where you can find this report, as well as on my website, which is JBSBA.com. You can find this, the monthly report that Bill puts out every month, on the homepage of my website. And, Bill, you got another one, haven't you?
Yes, sir. It's called smallbiz.org, B-U-S, not B-I-Z, smallbiz.org.
All right. Check that out when you get a chance. Bill, what are some of the other things that you think are exciting about the news for small business this last month?
Well, overall, of course, we like the fact that there was no decline in optimism that a lot of the pundits were predicting. Notice the consumers were also more optimistic in the preliminary Michigan numbers that came out. That was good. So we saw that 8 of the 10 components were either unchanged or advanced in the index. So that means that, you know, the outlook for the economy got better, good time to expand, all these input variables that affect the inclination of these small business owners to make hiring decisions and make capital spending decisions all improved a little bit. Not a lot, but again, we don't like to see it, you know, do big things. Mm-hmm. We like steady improvement, and we saw that.
Bill, do you... Does the U.S. economy, are you like me, does the U.S. economy just continue to amaze you? I mean, we look at the hits we've had in the last 4 years or so, 5 years, and including this last hit, which is the oil price increases, and yet we still keep churning along at 3.5%. It's pretty impressive, isn't it?
It is, and the economy is very resilient. It's huge, $11 trillion of GDP.
Which is more than double the next nearest one, which is Japan.
Oh, wait, yeah, definitely. We certainly wouldn't want to be looking like Japan. And we keep forgetting, of course, that the economy changes on us. So we have an economy now that's much less dependent on oil. We are dependent on foreign producers of oil for all the oil that we have. But we only use half as much oil per dollar of GDP that we did 30 years ago, so we've become much more efficient. It's just we've become so much bigger, we still have a lot of oil coming in. But huge parts of the economy, like the service sector, where 80% of our workers are actually employed, don't really depend on oil per se. Yeah, you got to drive to work, and it's a pain to pay $2 instead of $1, but We're just not that dependent on it anymore.
Recently, Bill, I read in the Economist magazine, which is I'm sure you read is an outstanding magazine. Chirac, President Chirac of France, was making a promise to his people about where he was going to take their country, and he said he talked about how he was going to invigorate the marketplace, but then he said, but don't worry, it's not going to be American-style democracy. Capitalism. It's not going to be American-style capitalism. And I thought, okay, let me see if I got this straight. We're trucking along at 3.5% GDP. They're trucking along at about 1.5 GDP. What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, I know. Well, what he says is, don't worry, we're not going to do it the good way. We're going to do it the old way.
Right. We're going to do it the French way, regardless of
right.
how it turns out.
Right. So they have to worry. If you like 1.5% growth in GDP, don't worry.
Right. Exactly. Bill, you were talking about how much less of an impact fuel is on our economy, the volatilities of fuel is. Inventories are similar to that. I mean, we're not as dependent. We took just-in-time inventory to heart in this country, didn't we, over the last 20 years?
We really did.
20 years. And leveling out those kinds of things has really helped us a lot, hasn't it?
That's that technology that you referred to earlier, the computer and, scanners and all this information technology that we have has allowed us to take the inventory-to-sales ratio for the economy to historic low levels. So where volatility in inventories or misinvestment mistakes and whether you have enough or too little used to cause volatility in the economy and doesn't anymore, we've eliminated that.
Well, and those kinds of mistakes could had the chance to be a death sentence for small businesses.
Sure. 74.5 was a classic on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. I was there.
A lot of our listeners may be too young to remember the 1974-5 recession, and that's just as well.
My first recession, exactly. My first recession was the 69 recession. I remember that one, too.
There you go.
Bill, we've got to wrap it up. Give us the website where we can find this report one more time.
SmallBusBus.org, and, of course, NFIB.com.
Exactly. Thanks, Bill, for being here. Good job.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see you next time. And by the way, you're going to Russia, right?
That's right. 10 days.
Will you bring back a report for us when you come back?
Definitely, we'll do that on July 2nd.
Find out how small business owners are doing over there, and give us a report of that when you come back.
Got a deal.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.